Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes to gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, so celebrities. This is heart-wrenching. I mean, I know that they're rich and all. I get it. But they've lost their homes in the wildfires, and it includes Adam Brody, Leighton Meester, Anna Faris, Paris Hilton, and others.
Officials are warning that now that the fire has reached Steve Guttenberg, it's only 2 degrees from Kevin Bacon.
Oh, Steve Guttenberg was helping out in the Palisades fire area. So Ben Affleck had to flee to Jennifer Garner's house. Speaking of Ben Affleck, he and J-Lo have finalized their divorce.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez have reportedly settled their divorce, but as they were signing it, the pen rolled onto the floor. They both knelt down to pick it up, and their hands touched, and now they're back together.
So J-Lo is keeping the $5.6 million engagement ring. That means she now has 6 rings from five guys worth a total of $17 million. Jessica Alba and her husband Cash Warren are divorcing after almost 17 years. And Nicole Kidman celebrated her role in Baby Girl during her Best Actress acceptance speech on Tuesday at the National Board of Review's Awards Gala. She drank a glass of milk while accepting the award.
Now, I just want to say, anyone who wants to join me, please, I'm going to raise a glass of milk to all of the baby girls in the room.
It had to do with the film's iconic scene. And the 2025 Screen Actors Guild Award nominees were announced yesterday, but not in person because of the L.A. wildfires. Wicked and Shogun each received 5 nominations. Conclave and A Complete Unknown, the Bob Dylan movie, were also nominated. Nods to Ralph Fiennes and Timothée Chalamet for Best Actor. The Bear, Abbott Elementary, and Bridgerton were nominated on the TV side. And, of course, Colin Farrell is nominated for Best Actor in Penguin. And Kanye West is rekindling his feud with Adidas. What? And if that wasn't enough of a dirt alert, Lily Allen and Stranger Things star David Harbour broke up after 5 years together because she caught him cheating on the celebrity dating app Raya, which ironically is where they met. And a Kardashian alert. In the debut episode of her Khloe in Wonderland podcast, Khloe Kardashian tackled the hookup rumors with Scott Disick, her former brother-in-law. Well, is it in-law? Because he and Courtney weren't actually married. But anyway, they reflected on their changing relationship, past conflicts, and the exaggerated public speculation.
My number one question was, have you and I ever hooked up?
Yeah.
No, we haven't. And I don't know if this was related to you and I or just in general. Why aren't we married? I don't know if that's like
what?
Together or
are we both not married?
But I don't know which one it
or
was.
Or do they mean to each other?
That's what I'm saying. I don't
that's
know.
That's a huge difference.
There was always a lot of flirting going on, but I don't think they ever meant it seriously. Anyway, that's your Kardashian alert. It's all part of the Daily Dust, and you can find it on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You can find the links on my page on our website. Just go to the on-air portion and hover over my picture. And speaking of podcasts, we'll talk to a couple of podcasters and authors after the top of the hour. It's part of Coffee with Kane here on Morning Go and B104.3.